Is there any good reason to wait? We are not used to waiting for anything, and most of us dislike it. We hate traffic congestion, lineups for various services, being put on a wait list for housing, etc. Who of us likes to sit in the doctor's office waiting to be seen? We'd much rather have the instant access to information and service we can get on the internet or from some social media. What do we do with the many times the Bible tells us we are to be patient and wait on the Lord? Is there any good reason for us to do that? The Bible says, I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I do hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning. Yes, more than those who watch for the morning. From Psalm 130, verses 5 and 6. When we first come to believe in God, all of us are impatient for what we want him to do for us. Like the good father he is, God is very gracious and often responds quickly to his newborn children. But there comes a time when he will teach us to wait. Learning to wait for what we want is one way to leave certain character defects behind and to grow into a mature person. In the Bible it says, The Lord is wonderfully good to those who wait for him, to those who seek for him. It is good both to hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. From Lamentations, chapter 3, verses 25 and 26. We are not good at waiting for God to act. Like a good father, God will not always give us the answer to our prayers that we want at the time that we want, but will answer what we have asked at just the right time. Sometimes when we encounter traffic congestion, we try to avoid waiting and seek another route, only to find that others have done the same thing, and we end up in a bottleneck that is even longer than where we were first. When we fail to wait for God to do the right thing at the right time and seek an alternate way, just like in traffic congestion, we often end up in a worse mess. In the Bible it says, This foolish plan of God is wiser than the wisest of human plans, and God's weakness is stronger than the greatest of human strength. From 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 25. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, help me to be willing to wait when you are silent and have faith that you are still at work on my behalf. Amen.